Hot 91, it's Dave Sim and Ash at 7:50.
I am a proud Sunshine Coast local and I'm especially proud of the Sunshine Coast Lightning. If they make it through to the grand final this year, that'll be 4 from 4. And truly remarkable effort. As much as I'm proud of the girls, I'm also proud of where I live and my home, which is the Sunshine Coast, which is another reason I support them so strongly. And one of the things that I'm very proud of is the Indigenous culture and heritage that emits from here, from the Kabi Kabi people. And I'm very fortunate to call a number of the local legends here my mates, and I've learnt so much. And I think we should learn so much more, frankly. About our Indigenous history here in Australia. Now, Indigenous Round was round 13 of the Suncorp Super Netball, and Gemma Mai Mai is the only Indigenous player to represent her people in the competition. Now, she has played for the Firebirds and held her own exemplarily throughout the year, but for some reason during Indigenous Round, she didn't get any game time in the game against the Vixens, in which they won, and won quite comfortably.
Yeah.
Which was a bit of a surprise and shock for many. But to discuss this fact is dual Olympian, dual Commonwealth Games medalist and Golden Gloves boxer and all-round legend and Indigenous Australian, Brad Hoare. He joins us right now. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Brad.
Good, man. Now, before I get too far down my soapbox on this, what are your thoughts on Gemma Mai Mai not getting any game time during Indigenous Round of the Suncorp Super Netball on the weekend?
So I'm pretty upset about it, and also I feel her pain as well. It's a very important round for her to represent not only her club but her people and her family, and which is very important to us. And, you know, if you're not playing the grand final, you want to play Indigenous Round,
yeah, right.
And that's how I see it.
And that's actually an important point because the game was a dead rubber. They were never going to make the grand final. From where they were. So this was essentially the second last game of the season.
Yeah.
And okay. As you say, Indigenous Round, probably the most significant round for her for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and that's right. Like, it's a dead rubber. Give her some time on the court. You know, she's been playing good all season, probably one of the best. And for them to not think about that, it's pretty disappointing as well. You know, the Firebirds have got a sponsorship with Deadly Choices, and that's one of the biggest Indigenous organisations on southeast Queensland. And for them to use her, the Firebirds I'm talking about,
yep.
to use her for advertising for this game for the last month or however long,
yep.
and then for her not to play her, it is very disappointing by the Firebirds. You know, it's just upsetting. It feels like we've taken another step back when you think you're going forward. And I do feel for her, you know. And her tribe, I'm pretty sure she's a Waka Waka lady too, which is the next to where we are now on Gubby Gubby land.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, like, it's very important. And, you know, and plus you're in, I think they played in Cairns or Townsville.
Yep.
A lot of Indigenous population up there, you know. She would have been so happy representing the people. And to not get any game time, yeah, it's very disappointing.
So, Brad, I'm going to be the devil here and say I think it was the right thing to do to not play her.
And why is that?
Well, the reason I say it is because I think it would be terribly tokenistic if she wasn't the best player for the game. Now, it's interesting you say she's been one of the best for the Firebirds over the last few months and in this season, because if that's the case, then I'll eat my words, because the coach has got to be the one to make that decision. And it's never easy, obviously, to be doing that. And I think if the best people for the job need to be cast or put on the field or put on the paddock or put on the court, regardless of their heritage, or their ancestry. Now, I do understand that this was a massive round and a great opportunity to do that, but isn't that a little tokenistic? And doesn't that feel, if she wasn't the best person, and surely the coach is in the best place to make that choice, I would feel personally, I don't know if she or you, for that matter, feel the same, that if I was given a run-on just to make up the numbers and just because it was Indigenous Round, I would feel that was a bit of a cheaper way of doing it as opposed to being the best person for the game at the time.
But for me personally, like, you know, she's in the starting lineup.
Yep.
Give her some game time, you know, like, even the last, it's a dead rubber.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. She's the only Indigenous athlete in the netball series or in the netball competition. So it doesn't matter if they won or lost.
But I hear you.
It's okay for everyone to use her for advertising. Mm-hmm. I think that's a bit of a cheap shot, and I don't really like that.
That's a good point.
That is a really good point, Brad.
And it's all right for them to put all this nice Indigenous art over their uniform and everything like that, but then not to play her. I think that is a bit disrespectful.
Okay.
And also, like at the start of the game, they hand over gifts. Captains hand over gifts. All right. So if you were the coach and you thought, yep, this is what's going to happen, she might not play or whatever, let her hand over the gift.
Okay. I'll take that.
Like,
that's a good point.
Present, and then just go, look, we need you to be you. She could be little girls playing netball around Australia that we look up to. We always have big role models. You know, JT is a big one.
Yep.
Inglis is a big one.
Yep.
You got all these big football players. You got, you know, there's only 52 Indigenous Olympians out of 4,000 of us.
Wow.
Not very big. So we have to be good role models for our people.
Yep.
And to guide them into the right direction through sport, through health, through education. And she's trying to do that and be a good role model. She would have had heaps of young girls or young men around the TV watching. And she couldn't even get on. You could see her at the end of the game trying to say to the player, let me on.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Brad. I actually just got a bit of goosebumps as you said that.
Now, the other thing is too, Brad, is that even Liz Ellis, part of the commentary team there of the netball, was saying that, you know, it's the fact that we have one Indigenous player in the whole competition, yet it's a very multicultural sort of competition anyway. I mean, the Sunshine Coast Lightning have 4 players from different countries just in their team, 4 internationals, South Africa, Uganda, New Zealand. But for Indigenous round, it is very important that we start getting the message out there to those remote communities as well about netball. You know, you think if Peace Proskovia, who was living in Uganda, and you hear her story as well, you know, that for many women is so inspiring. Let's bring it back home. And in the preseason, why are we sending our netballers up north and we do the Northern Territory. I can't remember.
We've got
what it's
a team
called,
in the territory that's our sister team.
ANL team.
Yeah, you got Peace, right? Who's come here? She's got a beautiful story and everything. When she goes back home, she's a role model for all her people over there.
Correct.
And this is what Gemma is trying to do here. it's just very disappointing for me. And I'm on the Sunshine Coast, so I go for the Lightning anyway.
Yeah, of course.
I just feel sorry for Gemma.
Do you know what? I'd never do this, but I'm changing my tune. Because Brad, you've made a really good point. Dead rubber. Moments to go. They're killing the opposition. They had an opportunity to really showcase Indigenous Australians playing sport, and for Gemma to be able to get some game time would have, you're right, inspired so many young men and women to get behind netball even more strongly than they currently do, and to inspire someone to get on. I take your point, and I will change my attitude, because I think right there was an opportunity gone begging.
Yeah, and I think there's only been one Indigenous player that has played for the Diamonds, so that's a big thing as well. Only one, and like with the population of netball and how many younger young men play it.
It
must be pretty hard competition to get into.
That's what I'm saying. You know, in the spare time, in the off season, and things like that, we should be up there. We should have our professional netballers up there promoting the different remoted communities.
I do know that Deadly Choices are having a netball competition in the next week or two, and that's a pretty big one. That's like in that little Indigenous one they have down there at Brisbane, and you know, I think non-Indigenous players can join and play as well. I'm pretty sure that's how they do it. But just try to get them in there and to get more of these, you know, young superstars, and then hopefully guiding them to something. And that's what Gemma wanted to do. You know, she just
respect,
mate.
Respect.
And that's it. And once you put on that uniform that's got a little bit of art on it and that represents our people, that means so much to us. And to do that and do it in front of your family is something big.
Love your thoughts. Love your comments. Thank you so much for joining us today, Bradley Hoare. Dual Olympian, dual Commonwealth Games, Golden Gloves, superstar, Indigenous Australian, and good friend of ours, and one of the 52 only Indigenous Australians to represent the 4,000 within the 4,000 Australian Olympians. Thank you so much for your time, mate. Much appreciated.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, legend. BCU.